Yael. Where have you been?
I was just visiting the zoo, Don.
Oh, great. What was your favorite thing you saw?
The elephants, hands down. There was an elephant family that walked right up to where I was standing. An old grandmother elephant, a mother, and her baby elephant calf. And you know what made me so happy?
Nope. Tell me.
Multi-generational groups like that aren't common in zoos, but they're a really good idea for elephants. I just read a study that talked about how important grandmother elephants are for the survival of baby calves. Researchers analyzed data collected on semi-captive Asian elephants in Myanmar. They found that if an elephant mother younger than 20 years had a calf, and the grandmother lived in the same location, the calf was 8 times more likely to survive than calves born to young mothers without the grandmother elephant present. They also found that the presence of a grandmother decreased the amount of time mothers took between births by a year. So having a grandmother around ultimately means more elephants are born. The presence of a grandmother wasn't as important to older mothers, since, as you can imagine, it's likely that when a mother's already reared a good number of calves, she's more likely to have enough experience to rear her calves successfully herself.
Elephants are in danger, aren't they?
Many elephant species are. So this study has important implications for the conservation world. Basically, if we want to help keep our elephants alive, we can't ignore the grandmothers.
Ignoring grandmothers never sounds like a good idea.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.